We're gone.
Okay. So we're holding it to page 177, Parshas Toldos. And this is going to be a Torah Samincha. I guess the question that he's dealing with is, in somewhat a little bit of broader, how come Esav, Yaakov could sell Esav, the Bechira, for such a minimal amount, and so on. So he says the following. The person who wants really what's good looks for Ratzon Shamayim, meaning, Misha Dorish v'chofetz liknos chayolam haba shnikra tov, kido amritz marav tufras atafantarecha, nafshe b'toiv tolin, mayase yivakesh lasas utzay ovish of a shamayim l'odnei v'sholim. Kizehu ha-mivukesh min ha-odom, v'l yirdof acha ha-nos olam haze, v'yikavu yisur mir kavonetze v'pani ofish nikra ratzon, k'bezeh yisratz al-adom. So he says, a person needs to make some sort of choice between what it is that he wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows the person, every person wants to choose what's good for him. That's almost by definition. Whatever it is that we enjoy, want, desire, is that which we choose. So if a person wants to choose Olam Haba, there's going to be a pull away a bit from Olam Hazeh. So besides mitzvahs and averis, we tend to look at things only through the dimension of mitzvahs and averis. Is it like you get brownie points, or you would get tickets for prizes in Olam Haba? He says it really, a person determines, where does he exist? Where does he choose to exist? For the person that this world is very important, he's pulling away from the world to come. For a person that the world to come is important, he pulls away from this world. A person that's really not into Olam Haba doesn't want to lose out anything in Olam Haza, and he also doesn't want to go through any suffering which helps cleanse him of averus. V'dorish achanos olam haze liroys beganim v'loris zaynes. He's basically looking to fill himself up on taivas nadugim. T'nos olam haze shalos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it him via ochel olam b'chayav. And the person is able to eat up any schad that he has in this world. K'yavishus etzun lodum liros b'olam haze olam ha'haba. And by extension, he doesn't quite mention it here, but he speaks about the next paragraph, Yaakov Esav, Chenachot Yaakov Esav, Yaakov Bochle Koa, Bochle Lava, Yitzhak Koil, Vinishtadl Bochle Choltuk Nesab Chorem Esav, Kibazeya Oivira Vedishlema. The whole struggle with Esav to want to get the Bchora, there was nothing in Bchora that made it worthwhile in this world to have it. I mean, the Bchora is just about Avodas Hashem. That's all the Bchora does. It doesn't give you any special place. I mean, Esav had their, Edom had their own country, there wasn't anything special about it. What was special about it was the person would become the Kohen Gadol. So for Esav, it really was kind of meaningless. He, as far as he was concerned, it was just like a minor feather on a minor cap that he never wore, and therefore he was so easy to trade it off. He doesn't care for it. Yaakov put everything on the line for it because that was the only important thing for him. The kibbol olav ashibud v'yor mitzayim olav v'ashem kiger zacha. Part of the condition of becoming Dam Hashem was to go through the Shibud Mitzrayim. And it says, and Chazal say that when Esav came to lay claim, and Yaakov said there's a bill to pay, and that bill is the 400 or 210 years in Mitzrayim. V'alkein ov HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishchayim Mahaba, Chesiv Le'achayis of Yaakov Esav. So it really was a choosing of what reality fits them better.
In Olam Haza, I mean, there is, for Bechoros, there's Pishnaim. So, I mean, there is...
Right, but we don't see that was expressed at all in the dealings. It didn't quite... They didn't at all get the same land where you could say he's getting to Pishnaim, he's getting that. So I don't think that was expressed at all. The Bechorah here, it seems to be specifically focused on this Bechorah.
Yes.
You also get it. The truth is, in the interaction between Esav and Yaakov, where Esav said that Hina Anocha Holoch Lomus Lomli Abchorah, Esav was very focused on what's available now, and right now it's not worth much, and so what am I needed for? The idea of what will be really is not of significance. There's a lot of studies today about people who, kids who need instant gratification versus delayed gratification. Olam Haba doesn't mean the world that will be here after I die or after whatever. It means the world that is to come. That's its definition. As long as it's again to us, that world is never here. It's always that Olam Hazeh is always tangible, enjoyable. It's the now. And Olam Haba is always the future. I mean, we can sort of, if we want to move it a little bit further, and I think that's important, the difference between animals and humans is not so much relevant in the here and the now. A man sees food, grabs, eats it. Animal sees food, grabs, eats it. Man sees enemy, turns around and runs. Animal sees him, turns around and runs. That's not at all different between the two. In terms of planning for the future, in a very conscious way, certainly animals build nests and things in ways that protect them, but that's sort of built in. Well, the idea of an animal asking himself, what's the point of staying around here? I just kept getting chased around. Maybe we'll try to move something else and build a better life for ourselves, or anything which requires not the here and the now, the animal has absolutely no shaykhus to. So the real distinction between higher form of life, lower form of life, is asid versus hoiveh. It's true about humans and animals on a simple level. It's true about klai yisrael mas olam in terms of my perspective for the future. Okay, next piece is also Taras Mincha, and he is dealing with the issue of how is it that Yitzchok was enamored with Esav. Yitzchok was a big tzaddik, Esav was not a tzaddik. How is it that he had no inkling of it? I mean, he couldn't tell the difference. I mean, you know, listen, either he's coming to davening, he's not coming to davening. Either he's sitting and learning, he's not sitting and learning. Either he's giving tzedakah, not giving tzedakah. Somebody whose occupation is shooting animals certainly has a little bit different tabit than somebody sitting and learning. And people that are all day long in the fields and the wilds and so on, they can't be kind of chachma mutzacharetz. Ve'esav hayyabay kolze ish sodev yedea tzayit. And Cain, hechoy mispayez by Yitzchok yesem Yaakov. So how did Yitzchok, it's impossible that he couldn't have noticed the differences. So Balaam Musa say, I don't know, in a chanami, they both look exactly the same, they both kind of, on the outside were the same, except Esav had something going on inside. But it's certainly very hard to say that in the Pesukim. I mean, if the Pesuk says he was out hunting, so you expect him to be gone most of the day. You don't expect him to be there. It was a little surprise for Elam. Ein zeh v'natema. So he says, he doesn't think that that's a kasha. Ki Yitzchok ha'yakoycho mimidas adin ha'kosher. Let's talk about this first of all a little bit in the context of us, of our pshat, and then we'll understand it and say what he means. Let's take a mashal. Imagine somebody is a tzaddik, and he's a tzaddik, but he's a very deep thinking type of tzaddik. His thing is like he's very deep into Kabbalah, whatever it is. And he has two people that he comes in contact with. One is a very, very pious person, very simple. The other person is an extremely deep intellectual, but borderline apikoros or apikoros. So certainly the tzaddik will acknowledge that the simple pious Jew is mochashev. But in terms of potential and in terms of what's waiting to burst out and become realized, he certainly feels more strongly about the person who is a who's this very deep thinking person. And the hope is, and the understanding is, that when and if I succeed in writing him, this person is by far superior to the other person. Imagine somebody is a big balanced life as his pilot. He's a tzaddik who goes around with ruach, cooking, stirring up a force, and getting people to do what's right, and other people, and so forth. And again, he has two people in front of him. One is a very nebbish type of tzaddik, and one is a guy with tons of personality, but not prum, whatever it is. He'll also gravitate to the person with tons of personality over the other people. I remember when I was in Esha Torah, so this guy came who he had tremendous anger problems and blow up and a lot of issues, but he was a very powerful personality. I don't know if we liked him. And I think the general consensus was getting rid of him would be put to the yeshiva, and they proposed Rav Noach to get rid of him. And he said, this person is a powerhouse. He's like, you know, he's a power plant all by himself. So someone told him, I would up the Rosh Yeshiva one. I think he's actually a bomb. He's got as much energy as a bomb, and is about as useful as a bomb is. He has tremendous kohos, but they're so explosive that nothing's going to tame him. But we see that besides being a tzaddik, there's also a certain measure of what is this particular person's kohos hanefesh. Now, based on that, we are going to... So the tzaddik who has the same type of kohos hanefesh is going to be interested in developing that person and bringing out the most because he feels that that person has a kohos. Yitzchok's midah was midah sadin, which means the world needs to toughen up in the fruchnistic sense, and things need to survive on their own. A person needs to earn his kiyum in this world. Now, in terms of people who are tzaddikim, until that time Avraham Avinu was made of chesed, which preached that no, you have to extend a hand to everybody, and even if the person can't survive, and so on and so forth. Yes, that's a very important midah, but that was not Yitzchok's midah. Esav's midah was of that nature, and it brought out a lot of what Yitzchok was. So it wasn't that Yitzchok may have been fooled by thinking that he's a tzaddik when he's not a tzaddik, but at least he understood that this is someone, his understanding was, here's a person who would eventually bring out the midas tovos, the midah that was so important to Yitzchak. Actually, it's a nixon nafshim nafshim esav shem kavtiv. Oz yod avrias she midas Yitzchak is mikoyach hagvura. Mikoyach mikin lahir noidam ne shebo mikoyach avram. Mikoyach avram bechesed. Mikoyach Yitzchak gonus bichad mikoyach avram. And Yitzchak's midah was sort of latent in Avram's midah, it hadn't come out yet. Just like water has in itself fire, meaning that you can produce electricity from water, things like that. You can magnify water and get fire out of it. You know, when you take the sun and you put it through a glass with water, you get that. So Esav, in a certain sense, was the polarization of Yitzchak. While Cain holded Yitzchak Shnayim B'Yachad Esav Yaakov, Kineget Tarosh Ekel Shoyebay. Esav and Yaakov were the two kohos that were together in him. וכשיוצא שניהם אוזנו לכוחו, ומאי הגון הזה מאור בי. ההוא נחסב מים עמוקים עתם לב איש, מים זה אברהם, עמוקים זה יצחו, כדא אמרס באימקה שאול פרועהו, עמוקים בשאול וגוימה. ויעלה עמידס עצור זגנוזס בי, עד שנול דה עשב יעקב, ועם גילה לאברהם. ההוא נחסב איש תבונה ידלנה, ותבונה מלושן בן ובאס ובניה בצורה. ורצלוימה ואיש, שנבנה בתבונס עשב יעקב, ידלנו גילה ודיע מים עמוקים. סטוס מיכה says, Esav brought out Yitzchak's koyach to its fullest. And that's why Yitzchak was drawn to it, because he saw that the type of kochos that would be that would work would be something that would produce the midah Yitzchak needed to produce in Israel. It was the chiddush to Yitzchak was that Yaakov could also produce that midah. You know, by subordinating and subsuming it, he could incorporate also. That was the chiddush that Yitzchak didn't realize. Okay, the next piece is Ramban. It says, "Vakimoyis es haShavua." Yes, why do I need another Shavua to Yitzchak when there's a Shavua to Avram? Ain't tzorich sheftiach hashbarach is Yitzchak sheyava shvut shvaviv. I mean, it's want Avram and that your children. Kilo adam leinachim. What do I have to re-swear again? Ramban asks that Hashem wouldn't have charata. It's the question is really deeper than that. You know, if somebody thinks I'm a liar, and I assure I'm not a liar, the assurance is not really worth a lot. In other words, you know, there's a difference between yes a shvua, not a shvua. Fine, that I understand. But once a shvua is not enough, swearing that your shvua is really, really good doesn't really do it. Vavram ein lezer achabal brisol kim. You can't say that maybe he thinks some other child will get it. That's true. Ashvuin on tonight, and it was on tonight. Kibi Yaakov hutzach me esav achaloyma shvayis kama bris ubizaro loy esav. V'nira shazal maima v'akimoyses ashvu yechoshev shvu. Okach tomid yoyma v'teira ha'aretz ashpati l'avram litzkol Yaakov. Ati nishpati l'mbach. Loy matzono shvu l'isav built his eyes. Yes, this was a unique shvu to Yitzchak, not only to Avram, but Yitzchak as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to let it be known that every single one of the others deserves having a bris. And every single one has the schus that his children would yashim mikocho. Even though the first one is enough for having it, Tosefes schus v'kavleyam. L'kach amarati v'zachati espesi Yaakov v'espesi Yitzchak v'espesi Avraham v'esko v'esko k'kulam l'bris olikim. I want to add a hezbo, a drop of a hezbo to what it says over here. I mean, it's not only that, you know, it's a wonderful statement of chashivas to each one of the others that in their right alone they're going to inherit the land. It's very nice, but that's not enough. I think what it means is the midos that each and every of brought to the table will remain incorporated in Klal Yisrael. As we just got through saying before that Yitzchak is a midah of Gvura, it's a certain midah where things need to be able to earn their own existence and so on. Avram is a midah of Chesed. Each and every one of these midas is permanently incorporated in Klal Yisrael and has its permanent metzias. So it's just like if a person needs two or three ingredients to bring out a third ingredient. For instance, when a person takes flour and water to make dough out of it and bread, neither the flour nor the water is sufficient, and therefore what you get is something neither of the two. And the flour is gone, the water is gone, you have a new substance called bread. But if you take a cake and you mix in raisins and nuts and something else, and these things are all, each and every one retains its own character, and each and every one adds in its own right something to it. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu retained the midas of the others in it. So each one, since there's haftacha to each one, each one's midah remains in it. Vitochon Shoysla Yitzchak Bishwa Zoy Shekaim Boy Ba'atma Shwa Shavam Aviv. Shiyahu bracha ba'amim kasha amal Avraham avid. His bracha was achakol ge'aretz. It could also be, he says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that you will establish that bracha. You will be the one that will be mekayim that bracha. V'yepirush hakosav v'kimoisi b'cha et hashvuah b'cha v'cha ki ata b'cha ba'amim. In other words, you yourself will become the manifestation of the bracha Avram. So since people look up to Yitzchak and the Mizbarach be Yitzchak, you are the Vehyei bracha that promised Avram. So it means each and every one of the Ovis was somebody who could have each one of the others was the kiyum of that bracha. Okay, let's see one more piece. This is a bit of a long piece. It's Ramban. And the Ramban speaks about the concept of mitzvahs before Matan Torah. This is the Chazal Dash and the Pasuk, Ekev Asher Shemata Asher Shem Avram B'Koili. So the Mishmarti, so Rashi says, B'Koili Kshin Sisasi, Mishmarti is Gzeiris, V'Achoka, Shnias Arayis, Mitzvoyis is Mitzvahs, that are mishpatim, like Ezra Shazdom, Chukoisai, is some that needs a heart of his own meshivan aleim, and Teroi says, Lehovitash of Apelach and Messina. So this is where Rashi brings into the Pasuk Chazal that the others kept mitzvahs before they were given. This is all built on Avram being Mekayim Torah, Kodesh Nidna. So Chazal tell us they kept all the mitzvahs. There are many avers they did. Yaakov put up a matzeva, which you're not allowed to. He married two sisters, or even four sisters. Amram married his aunt. Moshe Rabbeinu put matzevas. Avraham Avinu kept all the Torah, which included all these things. And he got schar for it. And it says that he's going to be mitzvah bon of Beis Achrav. Over Yaakov, it says that he kept Shabbos and Tchumen. So how do we reconcile the averus they did with the mitzvahs? Ulai Neima, maybe it says Mishmarti, means that they were machmer in mitzvahs bein Noach. That's a possibility, but he doesn't, so he did, it's a havmina, it sort of fits in a bit, but he has a different shot. Rabban says, V'nira elai midas rabbeseinu, shalomar avrom avinu atoira kula beruach hakoydesh, v'osak bo betaymin to service at esera. Avrom avinu learned Torah beruach hakoydesh, meaning he understood the reasons behind it. And he did it not as somebody who had been commanded to do it, but as somebody who wanted to do something that he thought was good. In other words, it was the same content of mitzvah, but it was no longer following commandments. It was doing things that could really enhance you. So he says that the shmira of mitzvahs was only in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is a place that really is matim for these mitzvahs. It's a place that really fits the total fulfillment of mitzvahs. In Chutzlitz, we're obligated to do it, but it's not the place where mitzvahs express themselves. So the kiyum of avos of mitzvahs is only in Eretz Yisrael, and then he speaks about, even though once it's a mitzvah, you're obligated all over, but they, when they kept it, they kept it only in Eretz Yisrael. But Yosef, so what about Yosef? Says he kept Shabbos even Shabbos in Mitzrayim. If you tell me it's only at Yisrael, how do you understand that? Isn't it Shishkula can I call a mitzvah? school of kinnikal mitzvahs. By oisik in lamed as bana v'munas b'yas oylam lahoitzi milibo kavanas ha'rezor d'yas ha'mitzvahs v'yas kavanas. So the Ramban's answer is that the mitzvahs find fulfillment, real fulfillment, only at Yisrael, and therefore for a person that's keeping it because he sees fulfillment in it, it's only going to be in at Yisrael. It's just like before Matan Torah, and people would keep mitzvahs only to hold Melech Madrega. You know, for the first time it's in Noach. Once there was a giving of Torah, you're a mitzvah, and you really have no choice about it. Not going on mitzvahs, but it's going on emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to list another pshat. I want to discuss the Nefesh HaChayim, whose pshat has become extremely mekubal as pshat here. The difference between mitzvah oisah and eina mitzvah oisah is how much discretion do you have in making a decision about something. For instance, if I'm told, if I'm given a shopping list from my mother or my wife and told to go buy X, Y, and Z, so I may look at it and say, you know, do we really want to make cucumber salad or this, that? But we just have to do and die. We have to buy it and we don't have much discretionary power. And, you know, you do your part. It's someone else has the decision-making process, and your part is to do what you're supposed to do, whether you think it makes sense or not. When you decide to surprise your wife, and you want to buy her a present, some cake or something else, you make a decision what is the best, what would you think would be good. When mitzvahs are commandments, and that's what they are, mitzvahs, so our ability to decide what's more important is zero. And the true fulfillment of mitzvahs is recognition. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows all, commanded us, and as we've shown, so it's Yivonu, and that's what we have to do. Before Matan Torah, we were looking for the good and the right and the noble to do. So if marrying two sisters was the right thing under the circumstances, then marrying two sisters trumped, the Avera. Marrying Rachel Leah trumped that Avera, and so on. So the Nefesh HaChayim is really mechalik between when the tekufa of Matan Torah was to the tekufa of before Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, a mitzvah is first and foremost a tzivun. It's like the army. It's a commandment, it's a regulation. And no amount of thinking about it can change that. Mashiach came before Matan Torah, it was recognition and understanding of how important it is and good it is. And that changed with the circumstances.